Now, 6 minutes to nine. Making provision for decent retirement pensions has been on the minds of government for many years, but a start date for an auto-enrolment scheme, one where all workers put something aside for retirement, has been pushed back several times. It's now scheduled to begin, Minister Heather Humphreys told our This Week colleagues yesterday, on this day next year. The scheme would mean that 800,000 workers or thereabouts will be automatically added into a private pension scheme in addition to the state pension. For more detail on how all of this might work, I'm joined by Catriona McGuinness, who's the head of defined contribution and private wealth at Mercer Ireland. You're very welcome to Studio Cast, Catriona. What do we know at this stage about this scheme and how, in fact, it will work?
Yeah, look, a lot of details have been published so far. Legislation has gone through on it a number of months ago, and the government are appointing one of the providers to the system. So they've provided quite a lot of detail. As you say, 800,000 people will be brought into pension savings for the first time. The idea of auto-enrolment is that anybody with a salary annually of over €20,000 and age between 23 and 60 who doesn't currently save for their pension will be brought in automatically into pension savings. So they'll be automatically brought in. They have the ability to opt out. But in reality, when we see the experience in other countries, people don't opt out. So you kind of end up with this flexibility there for people who need to opt out, but they don't. And as a result, over time, their pension savings build up.
So how much do people put in at the start and how much is matched by the employer? And maybe just remind us as well about what they get in tax back and in a tax break on
this. So it is a new system that's being set up. From the first year, it'll be a 1.5% contribution by the employer, 1.5% by the employee, and then matched with an additional 0.5% by government. So that'll be from the years 1 to 3. From years 4 to 7, it'll step up again. And the step ups happen over the first 10 years. And at the end of that period in 10 years, it'll be a 6% contribution as a percentage of salary from the employer, 6% from the employee, and then the 2% from the government as well.
You said it's an opt-out system.
Yes.
And what happens in relation to the employer?
Individuals can opt out,
yes,
if they want to.
Yes, but an employer can't.
No, an employer has a requirement to make the contribution. Now, there are many employers already offer occupational pension schemes to employees.
And many do not.
Yeah, the ones who do not, all employers will have to make a decision about whether they want to use an existing occupational pension scheme, if they want to set up a new occupational pension scheme, or if they want to use the central system. And there are different rules and different structures in place for each. There is a lot of work ahead for employers, and something we've been talking to all of our clients about for a number of years. As they get under the bonnet of it, it's very complex with two different systems and lots of options from employers. So the employers who started that process have realised that complexity, but there is work for employers.
Now, the starting date of this opt-in enrolment has been pushed back several times, but as you talk about employers and the complexity of all of this, are people ready to go, or will it be ready to start in September 2025, as Heather Humphreys has now indicated?
Look, I hope it will be. A lot of work has been done. I said the legislation has been passed. They are going through contracting with an administrator. There is more work to do. They have to appoint somebody on the investment side. They have to work with payroll providers and some of the technical details of it. And they have to talk to the Irish people about what's required and how it will impact them in future. So I think there is more to do in terms of our people ready. I don't think so. Mm. I think the reality is, because it's been pushed back a number of times, I don't think there's as much confidence in the timelines. From our perspective, I think it's clear it's coming at some stage, and it's pretty soon. So I would be urging employers to start looking at it if they haven't done so already, because it will come, and they will that work will need to be done.
It is going to happen.
Yeah.
Just remind us, if you have the figures to hand, how many workers do not have a private pension?
Yeah, 32% of workers aged 20 to 69 are not signed up for a private pension.
Is that out of kilter with the rest of Europe, for example?
It is.
Which a number of countries have these opt-in schemes.
Yeah,
already.
Most companies have this automatic enrolment scheme in place already, and so it is a lower rate. It's something that we do a global survey in Mercer about the different pension systems globally, and it's always a point that Ireland falls down on, the lack of an automatic enrolment system.
All right, well, Catriona McGuinness, Head of Defined Contribution and Private Wealth with Mercer Ireland, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. It's 2 minutes to nine.